I've got this. I've got this. I can assure you. God bless America. I'm Steve Guerra. This is the Steve Guerra Show for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, an Ann Arbor Democrat has a hangover that just seems to be getting worse every week. Charged now with being super drunk behind the wheel and has been charged for being nearly three times over the legal limit. We'll get that. Number two, that rat, that big rat says spring is coming early. I actually think spring was here yesterday. You might have noticed. But believe it or not, we're only one good snowstorm away from most places being at or above average for the year in snowfall. In the Western UP, it's been relentless. 18 feet of snow there. And number one, President Trump expected to paint a picture of success and opportunity in America come Tuesday during the State of the Union address and focus on the next 4 years. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as you know, a leading contender for the VP slot, will try to tear down everything he says in the Democrat response. But Trump's first ad in the Super Bowl, well, it was a big winner, I thought, yesterday. Oh, and by the way, if you forgot, today is the Iowa caucuses. The Iowa caucuses, they won't start until 8 o'clock tonight, all right? They start at 8 o'clock tonight. The Bernie folks, apparently in pretty good shape coming in. I think it's Bernie Sanders to win or to lose. But I want to go to that commercial. It's only 30 seconds, and I can't share with you the text that was on there. But Donald Trump's campaign shows up with a 30-second ad in the first quarter of the Super Bowl focused on prison reform, focusing on Alice Johnson. Alice Johnson had been sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug conviction. And because of the First Step Act and the work done by Ivanka Trump and others, she's now home with her family, and it made for an incredible bit of theater, if you will. It's bite number four, the commercial from the president last night. I thought it was very well done. Bite four, go.
I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to start over. This is the greatest day of my life. My heart is just bursting with gratitude. I want to thank President Donald John Trump.
Thank you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Yeah, there you go. And as is the tradition, the president sat down with Sean Hannity of Fox News for an interview prior to the Super Bowl. That's the way it works. The network that has the Super Bowl gets one of their correspondents, one of its reporters, to sit down with the president. It airs in the pregame show, as it did yesterday. And the president said what we're in the middle of right now is a positive revolution. A positive revolution. Bite number five of the president. Bite five. Go.
In the meantime, I really believe this administration, me and this administration, we've done more than any administration in the history of our country. We've rebuilt our military. We've cut taxes at the highest amount ever in the history of our country. I mean, you see what's going on. There's a revolution going on in this country. I mean, a positive revolution. So African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, we have the best numbers we've ever had. African-American, the poverty numbers are now reversed, and they're the best that they've ever had. So I don't know how anybody could possibly beat me with that vote. So we'll see how it does.
We'll see how that does. All right. Seems like it's doing okay for a lot of people right now. And then with an eye on the action in Iowa today, the president was asked about different people in the race. He says that Joe Biden's just sleepy. And Mike Bloomberg is, well, short Mike, who has to stand on a box to be tall enough to compete. And then he was asked about Bernie Sanders, who most of us now expect to win in Iowa. Now, I've been saying it for months. We're going to go back and pull the column from when I did that a long time, months ago. I said Bernie Sanders had the base and the money to pull off the win, not only in Iowa and New Hampshire, but to pull off the entire nomination process. We'll see who gets coronated and who gets the coronation there in Milwaukee come July, but we will find out. And then, apparently, Joe Biden not happy with Savannah Guthrie on the morning news. We'll get to that in just a minute on NBC. But first, let's go to this Bite 6 with the president asked about Bernie Sanders. Bite 6, go.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think he's a communist. I mean, you know, look, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialist, but didn't he get married in Moscow? And that's wonderful. Moscow's wonderful.
Might have been the honeymoon.
You don't think necessarily, well, whatever. But you don't necessarily think in terms of marriage, Moscow. And it's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I think of Bernie sort of as a socialist, but far beyond a socialist.
Elizabeth Warren.
At least he's true to what he believes. That's one thing.
At least he's true to what he believes in. And apparently here just moments ago on the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie had a one-on-one with Joe Biden. We're efforting it for you. Let's turn it around for you. And she asked about Hunter Biden and the Burisma controversy. I mean, Joe Biden snaps at her. You're saying things you don't even know what you're talking about. Well, we'll see whether she does or doesn't. Meanwhile, old Adam Schiff says that the Democrats proved their case. And Republican senators now admit that Trump is guilty as charged. They did? I don't remember any Republican senators saying they admit that he's guilty as charged. Still, they blocked witnesses from testifying and deprived the American people of a full accounting of Trump's misconduct. Senators will now render judgment, be held accountable for it. That's all this is. Political play to try to get the Senate on board. And let me remind you that Ron Johnson was supposed to get creamed in Wisconsin in 2016. And Pat Toomey was supposed to get creamed in Pennsylvania in 2016, and that didn't happen. In fact, they both won re-election. And as a result, the Senate has stayed in Republican hands since. And so this notion that somehow Republican senators like Joni Ernst or Cory Gardner are going to pay this high political price for not trying to toss out the president of the United States, it's absurd. The economy is too good. The successes are too many. And well, the lift is too much for Democrats, especially if you bring along somebody like Bernie Sanders, which I completely support and root for. I want Bernie to win today. I want Bernie to win in New Hampshire. I want Bernie to win all the way through. This part of the program, by the way, is brought to you by DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power, and by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to wolverinewatersystems.com or stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. but knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what...
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad